How Books Helped Shape My Life. Judith Viorst. In books I've read since I was young, I've searched for heroines who could serve as ideals, as models, as possibilities, some reflecting the secret self that dwelled inside me, others pointing to whole new ways that a woman, if only she dared, might try to be. The person that I am today was shaped by Nancy Drew, by Jo March, Jane Eyre, and Heathcliff's soulmate, Kathy, and by other fictional females whose attractiveness or character or audacity for a time were the standards by which I measured myself. I return to some of these books to see if I still understand the powerful hold that these heroines once had on me. I still understand. Consider teenaged Nancy Drew, beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl detective who had the most terrific life that I as a 10-year-old could ever imagine. Motherless, in other words, quite free of maternal controls, she lived with her handsome, indulgent lawyer father in a large brick house set back from the street with a winding tree-lined driveway on the outside and a faithful, non-intrusive housekeeper, Hannah, cooking yummy meals on the inside. She also had a boyfriend, a convertible, nice clothes, and two close girlfriends. Not as perfect as she, but then it seemed to me that no one could possibly be as perfect as Nancy Drew,